Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Faith Saley has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Charlie Pierce has 3. Roy Brunt Jr. has 2.
All right. So, Roy, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Hamid Karzai asked the U.S. to withdraw its troops from villages in blank and confine them to bases.
Afghanistan.
Right. As part of President Obama's re-election campaign on Thursday, blank blasted Republicans in a speech to Ohio auto workers.
Vice President Joe Biden.
Yes. A 30-minute video calling for the arrest of Ugandan warlord blank was viewed by over 79 million people this week.
Kony.
A thief in Sweden was arrested after a short chase when he attempted to hide in a blank.
Baby buggy.
In a police station on Tuesday, 25-year-old Dallas CV became the youngest musher ever to win the blank.
Iditarod.
Yes, the CBS sitcom The Big Bang Theory announced this week that British physicist blank would appear in an episode in April.
Oh, what's his name? Sir something.
Yes. Stephen Hawking is
Hawking, Stephen Hawking.
In a tough blow to the Pittsburgh Power Arena football team just hours before the first game of the season, the owner blanked.
The owner, the Pittsburgh whatever's, announced sell the arena with them in it.
Hours before the game, the owner of the Pittsburgh Power Arena football team took the entire team to Olive Garden and fired them during dinner.
Wow.
The Olive Garden?
Yes. Team owner Matt Shaner took the team to the Olive Garden.
I did not
said,
know that.
When you're here, you're family. Also, when you're here, you're fired.
You know what? If I were going to get fired at a restaurant, I would want there to be a bottomless salad bowl there.
Just to dive into it.
Just to catch my tears.
Yeah. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 3 correct answers for 6 more points. He now has 8 points, and Roy has taken the
Very
lead.
Well done. All right. Charlie Pierce, you are up next. The clock will start with the first question. On Wednesday night, the White House hosted a formal dinner for visiting Prime Minister blank.
David Cameron.
Right. Just over a year after it was hit with a devastating tsunami, a 6.8 earthquake was reported in blank.
Japan.
Right. Former News International executive Rebecca Brooks was arrested Tuesday for a second time in connection with a blank scandal.
Phone hacking.
Right. An earthquake that caused some damage along the Washington Mall last August has left the blank 2 millimeters shorter.
The Washington Monument.
Yes. Police were called to the scene of a fight that began when a Denver woman assaulted her boyfriend with a blank.
A sausage.
A Justin Bieber doll. Customers converged on Apple stores on Friday as the new blank was finally released.
The iPad.
Right.
Thing.
On Thursday, the Department of Agriculture said that school districts will be able to decide themselves whether meat with pink slime will be in their blank.
Cafeteria menus.
Yeah, and their school lunches. Yeah. A California woman was surprised to find a woman in Facebook's People You May Know box was blank.
Her husband.
No, the woman was also married to her husband.
Oh.
Facebook showed its sense of humor this week when it suggested to bigamist Alan O'Neill's 2 wives that they friend each other. Why not? I mean, when you think about it, somebody you may know, well, that would include the person who's married to your husband. Of course you might know them. You have a husband in common. She didn't know who this woman was, and she clicked on her profile, and up popped this woman in her wedding pictures featuring her husband. So it was a little confusing.
One mutual friend.
Yes, exactly. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Charlie has 15 points and the lead.
How many of them?
That's not going to be enough.
I don't know.
How many, then, does Faith need to win?
6 correct answers.
Right. All right, Faith, this is for the game. In an interview with Fox News this week, Mitt Romney said that President Obama was to blame for high blank prices.
Gas prices.
Right. Early Thursday afternoon, former Illinois Governor blank arrived at a federal prison in Colorado to begin his 14-year prison sentence.
Blagojevich.
Right. On Monday, Yahoo filed a lawsuit accusing social networking site blank of infringing on its patents.
Facebook?
Yes. On Tuesday, the White House announced that Michelle Obama would lead the U.S. delegation to the opening ceremonies for the blank.
Olympics.
Right. After critics said they were trivializing President Abraham Lincoln's death, the Gettysburg Museum and Visitors Center stopped selling blank.
John Wilkes Booth bobblehead dolls.
You are so correct. This week, presidential candidate Rick Santorum said that if Puerto Rico wants to become a state, it should blank.
Speak English.
Absolutely. After actor John Hamm called her an idiot in a magazine interview, professional celebrity blank fired back on Twitter.
Kim Kardashian.
Yes, Switzerland's new privacy protection laws became controversial this week when, to comply with the law, the media had to blank.
Get naked.
No. To comply with privacy laws, they had to blur the face of a suspected bank robber on a wanted poster. Police had a photo of the robber holding a gun and a sack of cash, so they released the photo to the media in hopes of getting a tip from the public, but since they didn't know who he was, they couldn't get him to sign a release allowing his photo to be used, so the blurry-faced photo was released instead. So far, the only tips that have come in have been from people desperately in need of new glasses. Oh, I recognize that guy. I see him every day. Carl, did Faith do well enough to win? She did really well.
She needed 6 correct answers. Faith had 7 correct answers.
Oh, my God.
With 18 points, Faith Saley is this week's champion.